Change is a regular part of the human experience. I'm young, but it already feels like I've lived through ages of changes. I remember when I was young and everyone was very friendly and easy to wave at and get along with, and we would not need to lock our doors at night, and most people didn't and had no fear that they might get broken into. I remember when I was young and feeling that America was invincible and that wars were a thing of the past, and then 9/11 happened and suddenly I was introduced to the idea of terrorists. I remember a time when computers weren't common. I remember seeing my very first computer. I think I was maybe 8 years old. I didn't own a computer until I was maybe in middle school, I think was when I owned a computer. And most of my schoolwork, I wrote it out by hand for a long time. And when I took my first typing class in middle school, my words per minute were around 17 to 19 words per minute. And that was seen as pretty decent. Now, as an adult, mine are closer to 90 words per minute, and that's fast, but there's people who can go much faster than that, too. I remember when I was in school and learning from my teachers, and they were talking about concepts like communism and socialism as if they were things in the past, and now they're becoming trendy again. You older folks probably laugh at me talking about all these changes and say, "Aaron, you don't know the half of it." And of course, we got a big change going around us right now with the virus. Who knows what long-term effects that might have? You know, people are changing all the time. I now have to have glasses. I guess I don't have to, but they help my eyesight. When I'm driving at night, if I don't have them, it's a little bit dangerous. That's a change. People are changing all the time. Our looks are changing. Our health is changing. Our personality, our interests, our moods. When I was a small child, I was interested in country music. I don't really like country music now. Sorry, country music fans. I like classical music a lot. Memories are changing. Well, being so accustomed to seeing change, that just everything is always changing around us all the time, and we are changing, and people we interact with are changing, we often imagine that God is changing too. We have a different day, and then we think about God that day, and we think about how God might feel or think toward us, and we imagine that something has changed, that maybe God's love for us has changed, His attitude has changed, His views have changed. There are even some teachers who teach that God is changing. They might say that He's learning or growing or things like these. Because we are so used to seeing change, we tend to think of God that way too. But God, being perfect in all of His ways, necessarily does not change. Perfection, if it were to move in this area or that area or in any way, it then grants that it was not really perfect to begin with. Something necessary needed to take place for it to become more perfect. So God is unchangeable. And this characteristic of God is called the immutability of God. New word for the day. Immutability, maybe the first time you've heard that word. Mutable means to be changeable. Immutable means to be unchangeable. So when it is said that God is immutable, it simply means that He does not change. Tozer has this to say in his defining of the concept of immutability. To say that God is immutable is to say that He never differs from Himself. The concept of a growing or developing God is not found in the Scriptures. It seems to me impossible to think of God as varying from Himself in any way. Here is why. For a moral being to change, it would be necessary that the change be in one of three directions. He must go from better to worse, or from worse to better, or, granted that the moral quality remains stable, he must change within himself, as from immature to mature, or from one order of being to another. It should be clear that God can move in none of these directions, his perfections forever rule out any such possibility. Since God is perfect, he cannot change for the better, simply put. And since God is perfect, he cannot change for the worse, because to do so in either way would demonstrate that he is not truly perfect. That's true for his moral attributes, as well as his other attributes, like his eternality. This is not just some theological or philosophical concept, but something that the Bible directly teaches and mentions multiple times, that God simply doesn't change. As we go into his word in a little bit, let's pray and ask that God would help us to understand this difficult concept for us as ones who change all the time, to understand that God doesn't change, and to rejoice and rest in that wonderful truth. Let's pray. God, being changeable creatures as we are and so unsteady, like the waves of the sea, it's hard for us to grasp that you are unchanging, forever unchanging, for all time. Lord, because of this lack of understanding and belief in your unchangeability, we can feel very insecure in our relationship and our views toward you, imagining that something has changed and something is not right. Lord, we thank you that you are forever the same. In this world, in this life, where everything is changing all the time, where we know not what the next day will bring and what changes will have occurred, we draw rest and rejoice in the fact, God, that you change not. Lord, as we talk too about your faithfulness, that in accordance with the fact you don't change, you also never break a promise and always fulfill your word, we rejoice in this too, Lord, knowing that all the things that you have promised us will come to pass, and we look especially forward to that day when we are with you forever in heaven. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says very clearly, "For I, the Lord, do not change." Numbers 23, verse 19 says that God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Then let's look at James chapter 1, verse 17. Get there in a second. James 1, verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." It brings great peace to our hearts, that knowledge that God never differs from himself. We never need to wonder if when we come to God, whether he will be in a receptive mood. We don't have to wonder, is he in a bad mood today, or is he in a good mood today? Is he inclined to listen to me today, or is he disinclined to listen to me today? We don't need to wonder that. He is always receptive and open to those who are in need, to those who are coming to him in faith. God doesn't keep office hours because his energy levels don't change. He doesn't find himself one evening growing tired because of the extent of work that he has done. Anytime, all times, he is ready and able to hear our needs. And today, at this moment, he feels exactly the same for you, the same love, the same deep care that he felt for you when he gave his one and only son on the cross for your sins. That hasn't changed. The fact that God is unchanging also helps us to know that all of his word is valuable, and we can continue to learn from all of it. I know I've mentioned many times, because it's true, that Christians are not under the Mosaic law. That was a covenant between God and the Jewish people that Jesus fulfilled. However, that does not mean that there's not deep worth and growth that we can draw from reading those words, and deep knowledge of God that we can draw from reading the Old Testament and the Old Covenant. Because the God who wrote the covenant with Moses is the same God who has brought us into the new covenant through his son's blood. This God is one and the same. So when we read about the God of the Exodus, who sent all those plagues upon Egypt, who hardened Pharaoh's heart because of his rebellion against God, when we see the deliverance of the people through many trials, when we see God coming and writing the Ten Commandments and on, it's the same God. And we continue to learn from those his expectations, his holiness, his character, his love, his justice, his power, his might, his beauty. Well, since God is unchanging, then it naturally follows that God cannot be unfaithful. God cannot break his word. God cannot lie. God cannot fail to do something that he has said that he would do. This is called the faithfulness of God, this characteristic, the faithfulness of God. God's faithfulness means that he will never fail to fulfill a promise, and he will not abandon those he has promised to protect. He will not fail to save those he has promised to save. He will not fail to judge sins that he has promised to judge. He will not fail to bring vengeance upon the wicked as he has promised. Revelation and all that it mentions will not fail to come to pass because God is unchanging and God is faithful. He will do the things he has promised he will do. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, we will go to now. The rock, that's God, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Just and upright is he. Then to Psalm 86, verse 15. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Then Psalm 98, verse 3. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. God is faithful. On God's faithfulness, Tozer says this: upon God's faithfulness rests our whole hope of future blessedness. Only as he is faithful will his covenant stand and his promises be honored. Only as we have complete assurance that he is faithful may we live in peace and look forward with assurance to the life to come. If God were not faithful and if God were changing, then we would not be able to rest in peace regarding our future. We would not have assurance that we would necessarily get to go to heaven when we die. That would lead to a hard life, a life lacking rest, a life of uncertainty where all we have to look forward to is change, uncertain change. But because God is unchanging and because God is faithful, we can rest in complete faith and trust upon his promises, knowing that just as he has said, he will do. And we don't have to accept this blindly because we can see from God's word and history and the many ways that God has worked faithfully and fulfilled his promises. And as you walk with God, you can see his faithfulness. You can see that he is dependable and he is there for you whenever you need him to be. And we can see that the things God says in his word are true. If he says it should be done this way and we do it that way, we recognize the wisdom in it. And if he says it should be done this way and we don't do it this way, we realize that it was a foolish way. All of God's words are true, and he is faithful to fulfill all of them in our lives. Resting in God's faithfulness, resting in that God is unchangeable, it helps us to have something dependable in uncertain times. It helps us to have someone who is faithful, even when other people are not faithful. It has promised rest for us in the midst of whatever hardship. It has confidence for our future, regardless of what change may happen in the short term. Let's rejoice in the fact that God does not change and that God is always faithful to fulfill all that he says he will do. Dear God, we worship you. We worship you as a steadfast, unchanging, faithful God, one who isn't wishy-washy and shifting like we so often are, one who doesn't make mistakes like we so often do, one who never makes a hasty, foolish promise that needs to be backed down from, one who never makes a good promise that backs down from it from fear or laziness or something like that. Lord, we are grateful that you are not one who runs low on energy or whose mood changes, so that we need not wonder if at this moment you are hearing us. Lord, we thank you that we have a forever friend who is always with us. The fact that you are everywhere present, that never changes. The fact that you have all power and see and know all things, that never changes. So, Lord, we can rest with complete confidence in your ultimate power and in your wonderful, good, and holy character that never, ever changes. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.